Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, have put China on the defensive with a phone call to discuss Washington's role in helping Taiwan reach international status. Raymond Wu is managing director of the Taipei-based political consultancy eTelligence.
It serves notice to Beijing that Washington chooses to do what's beneficial to Washington. They will do it, whether it's in terms of substantive issues or in terms of symbolic gestures.
China's foreign minister dubbed the phone call a petty action by Taiwan. Although Washington is a supporter of Taiwan, there has been no contact between leaders of the two countries since the U.S. formally broke off diplomatic relations in 1979 out of deference to China. Austrians going to the polls today in an election that could see the country, one of Europe's most stable democracies, get its first far-right president since World War II. Analysts say Sunday's race between far-right candidate Norbert Hofer of the anti-Islamist Freedom Party and his opponent Alexander Van der Bellen, a Green Party member, is too close to predict. Campaign has been long and angry with Hofer's campaign posters defaced, that is, with swastikas and mustaches that made Hofer resemble Adolf Hitler. Somalia regional forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in the country's northeast in the first-ever military confrontation between security forces and pro-Islamic State fighters. All residents of the town Kandala, where all of this is happening, have fled, according to officials. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel commanders in war-ravaged Aleppo say they are not going to surrender the city's eastern sector to Russian-backed government forces despite a government offensive that threatens to drive out opposition fighters after a four-year occupation. Meantime, some analysts are saying there are wider geopolitical ramifications and efforts to end the civil war in Syria and to remove the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad from office, as some nations have wanted. Henry Ridgewell has our report.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the end game, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances. Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Russian news reports say security forces in Russia's North Caucasus region have killed a rebel chieftain with ties to the Islamic State. Authorities describe him as the ringleader of provincial IS operations. It also linked the group to two separate suicide bombings in the Russian city of Volgograd that killed more than 30 in December of 2013. Islamist rebels from Dagestan, which lies immediately east of Chechnya, are known to have traveled to join Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria. The ashes of the late Cuban leader Fidel Castro have arrived in the city of Santiago de Cuba, where Castro will be laid to rest today. Santiago is where he started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. At a Saturday night rally in Santiago, people chanted "Yo soy Fidel," which means "I am Fidel." Many well-known Castro allies, such as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and soccer champion Diego Maradona, were there. After a funeral ceremony later today, attended by presidents and former presidents of Central and South American nations, Castro's remains will be interred beside Cuban independence hero José Martí in a Santiago cemetery. For more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.